everyone. Today I'm with George Jr. Armoyan. How are you, George?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So George is with Nexarm. Nexarm is based in Quebec, but it's also linked with Armco, which is an international company. Can you talk about a bit about what the company is all about and how is it ramified across the world?
I'd be happy to. Yeah. So this is actually our 40th year of being in business. So my dad started the company when he came to North America. It's funny, if you ask his classmates in university, they say that he tells me he started after university, but if you ask his classmates, they say he was never actually in class. He was always out making deals. So he always had a passion for making deals, and that's kind of how we started. And we've always been kind of opportunistic investors, and where there's contrary and opportunistic investors. So whenever there's something that's a little bit off, we're not afraid to roll up our sleeves and kind of walk through the mud and kind of get to where we need to go. So it's been the principle, and buying right has always been kind of our key operating principle. Is we make sure that from the buying side, it's always at a good price, so that we have that margin of safety to on the execution side to make sure that we can execute properly. So we started off as a land development company, so buying raw land, servicing it, building the roads, and then selling to home builders. And slowly over time, we started getting into the vertical construction side of things as well. And then we've gone outside of real estate as well, investing in public companies. And the latest kind of foray has been into REITs. So still in real estate, but REITs, and certain REITs obviously have gotten beaten up over the past little bit, especially with interest rates. And we see a lot of opportunity where these companies, they have good assets behind them. And we think that with these good assets, they shouldn't be trading at where they are on the public market. So we see a lot of opportunity. So it's a long history given very shortly, but that's kind of how we got to where we are today.
Very interesting. So for those who don't necessarily know Nexarm and what you've been doing in Montreal, you built La Station G in the Mascouche-Todd. You also built Le Georges, which has just been delivered, 730 units. That was recently.
Yep, January 1st.
Wow, so that's an interesting project. And now you're working on a very ambitious conversion project, the old Manulife building in Montreal. Could you explain how this opportunity came up?
Yeah, 100%. And not to toot our own horn, but we also had a project in LaSalle as well, where we ended up being 1,300 units across 9 buildings as well, which we finished the last one in 2021. But that was our first kind of foray into Montreal, but mix of condo and apartments. But
that's huge, and that's where all the high rises are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all those. It's right across from Carrefour Longueuil, and it's an incredible location. And that was our first successful kind of foray into vertical construction, and it gave us a lot of love for Montreal. So that's how we kind of got into it.
And if you didn't pass by recently, and you've been there like 2-3 years ago, come back, go see the place. It's incredible. The vertical lift in that area.
It was a metal refinery before. So to see people living there, it's always a good feeling as a developer, and it's a bit surreal sometimes, but it's always an amazing feeling.
Close to Montreal.
Exactly.
Public transportation.
Metro is 5 minutes away, so yeah, it's perfect. But about the question for the conversion, so this is a project we're quite excited about. So the Manulife ended up selling this building that they had on the market for a little bit. We ended up getting quite a good price for it relative to the rest of the market. And it's a very exciting project. It's right across from the Ritz-Carlton on De La Montagne, Sherbrooke. It's a beautiful building. It has that kind of Art Deco look to it. It's a pink granite, actually, from, we recently found out the granite is from Quebec, actually.
So, all right, okay.
So it has a cool history to it as well. And we worked with the city, and we got the approval fairly quickly. The zoning we didn't have to change, which we were fortunate in. It was already an office building, and the zoning allowed for residential. And the city, their big thing was they didn't want the appearance of the building changing too much. So we worked with our architects, Geiger Huot, and we said, okay, like, how can we beautify the building, but at the same time, keep the appearance? And some other previous developers who had the project tied up, they wanted to completely strip the facade. We said, doesn't make a lot of sense. And we said we want to keep this building long-term in the family and have it as an asset that we're proud of long-term. So we said, okay, we'll replace the windows because we're going from office to residential. So to have it, to have them operable and bring fresh air in, it's a big thing for people. Unfortunately, the city doesn't allow balconies on Sherbrooke Street, and it would also change the appearance of the building, which made the city didn't want. So we said, okay, what are we going to do? So we found a system where the windows can open. They're going to end up being black windows. And so it'll modernize the building in a nice way, but it won't change the overall look of the building. And then it's also going to be, it's a new system that hasn't been done before. So it's a perforated panel up top, and we'll be able to bring in fresh air through certain windows and exhaust through other windows. So I think it's a cool concept, and we're really trying to find a recipe with this project, and which we're able to apply it to other office conversions. So that's really our goal. And every office building is going to be different, obviously, but this one has a lot of good characteristics for a conversion. The floor plate is quite rectangular, so you won't have deep units. There's a central core with the elevators. It just really lends itself to that conversion. So we're excited about it. And having Manulife as a previous landlord, these companies don't take shortcuts on maintaining the building. So they kept it in good working order. And the building is built in the 60s. So obviously certain systems are going to have to be replaced. Full mechanical system, electrical, is going to have to be replaced. And it's a positive outcome of that is it's all going to become more energy efficient as well. So from that standpoint, we're excited about that as well. And we're just excited about the project in general.
Super. So we're talking about up 21, 22 floors, yeah, exactly. 250 units. 209 units, plus a commercial floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Ground floor, which is going to be occupied by you, if I understand.
So the second floor actually is going to be, it's the old executive offices. It's a double height office space. It's a beautiful space, super bright. And so we're going to have that as our offices long term. And it gives us a bit of room to grow as well, because our plan is Montreal and Quebec. We see that as a lot of opportunity. So we want to be continuing our growth into Quebec, and it's become our fastest growing office. So we're excited about the opportunities here. The ground floor is going to have a restaurant, and I might be a bit biased, but I think it's going to be one of the nicest restaurant spaces in Montreal. It's an old press cafe, but it has a beautiful terrace, a big terrace, and you're on Sherbrooke Street, but you're a little bit recessed as well. So you have the privacy, and with the greenery as well around it, it's going to be a really nice space. And so we're looking and we're actively discussing with a few groups who want to take this space. And I think there's some interesting groups, and we look forward to having that, the one we end up picking, come on and bring something very special to Montreal. And I think it's going to be a very successful restaurant there.
Wow. Yeah. In your schedule, yeah. So delivery of the project is going to be in 2025?
Exactly.
So how do you see your demo? Right now you're in the demo side of the project. How do you foresee the schedule to get to 2025 and deliver within that time frame?
So we're planning on finishing the demolition within the next few weeks. So we're confident the demolition's going pretty well, and it's a pretty routine demolition. It's nothing too crazy, so it's gone quite well. And from there, the construction is going to start. So we got the CCU approval last week, so we're going straight for permit. There's no council approval needed, so it's quite a good process. The city's been good in that sense, and the CCU approval, actually, I've never seen a CCU approval with such few conditions, so it's great to see that the city is eager to have this project converted as well. And so from there, the construction is going to start. The big first step is going to be the drilling for the plumbing. So obviously there's no, with this current building, it's a central core and all the plumbing is there, and it's just one plumbing stack. But then there's no columns in the building as well, which is quite good because it's a steel structure. So it's a clear span, something I forgot earlier, but that's what makes part of it quite good. And so we'll be drilling all the plumbing stacks as the first big step. And it's a long process because it's 209 units, all the plumbing stacks, all the drainage stacks. So that's going to be the first big step, getting all that drilling done. And once we're there, we're going to start building up from the ground up. And if you think about it, it's just going to be basically like interior finishing. So you'll have your plumbing, electrical, you'll start putting up your walls and things like that. And after that, it's going to be your finishing. So you do save on the whole construction process because you're not doing footings underground. Right. We have a great underground already, so some cleanup work there. But you have 3 floors of underground parking, which in downtown Montreal is going to be a great asset.
How do you foresee the lease-up, and who do you want to attract in your building as far as a tenant base?
I mean, you always want good tenants, so that's the first thing. But our priority is always quality tenants. So lease-up speed is important, but for us, quality of tenant is number one, because if you lease it up too fast and you have problems on the turnaround, then it kind of goes against the whole goal there. So it's hard to say. I mean, our units are going to be a bit bigger than the market right now. It's not crazy big, but 600 square for one bedroom, 900 to 1100 for two bedrooms, and then three bedrooms from 1200 to 2000 square feet. So we are doing bigger units, something a little bit different to differentiate ourselves, especially because we don't have balconies. So something a little bit different. And I think we're going to have an interesting demographic. I mean, you'll have the one bedroom, so probably a little bit of a younger demographic, but then you'll have some the two bedrooms and the three bedrooms, which will attract a larger demographic. And probably we think quite a few people are going to be interested in it, where, especially where the housing market is right now. I think it's a very stress-free way of living. You don't have condo fees. If you wanted to live in a condo building, there's maintenance taken care of. So there's no upkeep like a house would have. And there's no expensive condo fees like a condo would have. So you're just paying the rent, and it's a very easy one-stop shop. And so I think some people who are looking at downsize, they'll sell their homes, just have a pied-à-terre. If you have something in the country and you just want something downtown, it's very walkable everywhere you want to go. So I think that's going to be an interesting part of our demographic as well. So people who are looking to sell and downsize, but we're open to anyone in the building. I mean, it just as long as they're respectful and treat everyone well. So that's what we look for.
Right. And what type of services are you going to be offering in your rents? Is there any services integrated into the rent?
Of course, yeah. So we're going to have a gym in the building. We're going to have that restaurant, which the tenants will be able to access directly without having to go outside. So it's a nice perk. And then on the top floor, we're going to have an interesting concept. So there's going to be the indoor amenity, which is going to be a shared working space, but a lounge concept as well. And then a kitchen, which can be it's a resident lounge, so something that's interesting. It's been done before, but it's a hybrid of a shared working during the day, and at nighttime it's a lounge. And then there's going to be a spa concept as well, actually. So we're excited about the spa. So you'll have a hot tub, cold tub, and then you'll steam room, a sauna as well, a little relaxation area as well. And so it's going to be like kind of a work and play, like a little piece of heaven in downtown. So somewhere you can relax. And what's interesting that I haven't seen done before really is there's going to be an outdoor part of the amenity as well. So because we don't have outdoor space per unit, we're going to have this space, which is it used to be a mechanical space. We're actually converting it to outdoor amenities. So we're going to punch out some windows. There's going to be some nice skylights put in, so it'll be quite a bright space. Obviously clean everything up. And it's a double height space, so it's quite an attractive space. In that space, you're going to have a pool. We're going to have just a nice sitting area with a fire pit and things like that. So I'm excited. We saw the renderings come out recently, and it's a very, very attractive space. And the rendering person, I'd never heard it said before, but he said it's a sexy space. So
it's a sexy space, very well located.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're probably going to have some students also. We're not far from universities,
exactly.
Et cetera. Now, for the total experience, the purchase took place in 2020, if I'm correct.
2023, June.
2023.
Yeah.
And when did the negotiation start over this? How long did it take, basically, from day one to closing to get to...
It was honestly quite a long process. And so we went for a tour in fall of 2021. The building's been empty for 7 years or even longer, potentially. So we went and visited in fall 2021. We did the tour. We said, wow, the views are incredible. And that is one thing about this building, and the views are incredible. And I think one thing that's unappreciated is how much glass there is in this building and the size of the windows. Right now, they're 4x8, so they're huge windows.
Huge.
From the outside, it doesn't look that way, but once you're inside, I promise, it's an incredible, and it's just very bright, and it's an incredible view. Like, you have the downtown view, you have the mountain view, you can see Stade Olympique, the hot topic right now, but, so we did the tour in fall 2021. We bid, and we didn't make it to the second round originally. So we put our bid in. We went in with an aggressive bid, and it is a bit our style. We said, we'll come in with a lower price, but no diligence, the 30 days closing. And so we came in quite aggressive. At the time, the market wasn't what it was right now, and so there was a few people ahead of us. We didn't make it the second round. I called the broker and said, why didn't we make it? And they said, well, your price is quite a bit lower. He did us a favor. He said, if you want to increase it, we'll put you into the second round. We increased it, but we were quite a bit off. So the winning bid ended up being substantially higher than us. And then over the course of 2022, that was 2022, the winning bidder got it. Interest rates went up, and it actually traded hands through, I think, about five different developers in town. everyone had different concepts, but everyone was conversion, but a lot of them were condo versus we were thinking rental from the start. We wanted to hold this long term. Condo market kind of took a dive, interest rates spiked, so it became a very expensive project. Eventually, it came back to us in end of 2022. It was between us and another group. We ended up losing it again. I thought the broker was bluffing, to be fair, but he said, I'm going to go with someone else, but they ended up giving it to the other group, and that ended up falling through. So March of 2023, they came back to us, and we had a little bit more negotiation, and we were able to close and get the deal done. So maybe not to brag, but we did get it cheaper than what we originally bid, so we were happy with the whole process, and it did take a long time, and we stuck with it, and there's a bit of persistence involved, but we were excited with the end result.
Interesting. For a two-year hold, to be able to convert it, get the permits, and put everything in place is pretty impressive for a conversion.
We're excited because the city let us do the demolition. They gave us a special demolition permit basically in August of after we closed. So that was a pretty quick turnaround. And now we have the CCU approval, and they said just submit for permit, and we should be able to get that to you quickly as well. So the city is eager to get this project done because they want to encourage conversions, and other provinces have given incentives to get these conversions done, and I think Quebec needs to take a look at that seriously because there is a supply of office that can be converted, and I think it's going to be interesting. It's a fun mix of historic and modern with this project coming up, and we're making references to the history of the building, but also modernizing it as well. So we're excited to kind of play on that, and I think the city and the province of Quebec need to motivate people to start doing that. Obviously, there's a bit of a fear with the first one and the second one, I guess, and it's a bit of a fear of the unknown, but we're confident we can make it work, and I think it's going to be a fun project.
So other cities that you're interested in apart from Montreal, to Quebec City, Gatineau, we were talking about Ottawa a little earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a project in Ottawa, and so we're delivering phase one, which is actually, it's a hotel which reaches the end of its life, and we always look at all of our assets and say what's the best way to approach them. So we took this hotel. It was at the end of its life. We ended up demolishing it. And phase one we're delivering now, it's 404 doors. Phase two we just started with another 600 doors. That'll be 3 years from now. We're open to any cities. Ottawa we're more comfortable now as well. And we have some other interests on the sports side of things in the city of Ottawa as well. And we're considered more locals now as well. So that's always good. But we're open. I mean, Like you said before, we've done Mascouche, LaSalle, downtown. So we're wherever there's a deal to be made, we're open, and we're in the U.S. as well. So that's obviously we're keeping our eye out there. So we go where the deals are. So
where the deals are, and where do you feel that there's the most potential right now? Would you say the States, Ontario, Quebec, in your for the next few years?
It's hard to say, but I'd say the States right now are quite expensive. Construction costs haven't really come down, and you see things haven't started cooling down yet. Quebec, we've been bullish on Quebec for the past little bit, and we remain to be. It's our fastest growing office because the discount that is in Quebec doesn't make sense to me compared to if you look at Toronto or Ottawa, even Ottawa, like, or Vancouver and stuff like that. Montreal is a beautiful city. It's the second biggest one in Canada, and it doesn't make sense why there's that discount to the rest of the bigger cities in Canada. And so We believe there's going to be a catch up with Montreal catching up and the rest of Quebec as well. And it's a great province, and we're happy to be here. And as a whole family, we're all living here now as well because we see the long term potential. So we have family here as well, so that plays a factor. But we believe that Quebec has a lot of potential, and we're very bullish on Quebec.
George, it was great having you. Congratulations for your success. I'm going to be looking at those projects lifting off the ground and see how those conversions are going to be going. I mean, that's a first in Montreal.
Exactly.
It's been done in Nuns Island, which is not far from Montreal. Yeah. But nothing in the downtown core yet. It's happened in Toronto before. So it's great having you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, and look forward to showing you the project as well.
Super. Thank you.
Take care.